Why are we hearing this case? The girl was expelled. I'm sure there was a good reason. Are there no day schools? The presumption! And does this defiant Sprague follow in her father's footsteps? Well, I've heard enough. That this ill-bred, half-blooded warlock's seed has remained in school this long can only be attributed to liberality on the part of Dean Grimm and laxity on the part of the Wizard Justice Department. If it falls on us to correct such oversights, let's send the witch back home where she belongs. Bind and gag her! Whatever we think is relevant. And we can certainly see what sort of attitudes and lifestyle have been influencing Miss Quick. The daughters of the enemy are clearly alike in their lack of respect for the social order. Why, I shouldn't wonder that you are to blame for this young witch's rebellious, insolent attitude. We have taken precautions regarding the, Muggle, haven't we, Samson? Well, surely we don't let Muggles just wander around in wizard offices and leave without obliviating them first. Entirely too much has been exposed to the Muggle world recently. The wizarding world is being tainted by anti-wizarding sentiment and mindless modernism. Instead of entering our world discreetly and respectfully observing colonial traditions, the unwizardly and even some purebloods are becoming radicals who would rather tear down our society out of spite because it doesn't reflect some poppycock egalitarian delusion that exists in their own heads, ignoring the obvious fact that Muggles and wizards are different and ever shall be. Taking such a liberal approach to Muggles right here in our formal deliberations surprises me, Samson. Of course it's accurate! It's got a Confederation seal on it! You were the daughter of a... I realize you are accustomed to tramping about like a Muggle in these Muggle surroundings. But a witch with any breeding whatsoever would at least have the common decency to put on a robe when seen in public in wizarding society. Your entire clan takes a perverse delight in degrading and subverting every institution it can touch. Well, I assure you, Madam Pruitt, that no such degradation or subversion will take place under my watch. Carmella has a long, distinguished record as an educator, but I do worry that she might not be prepared for the savage behavior she can expect from these sorts of students. I shall also inspect the premises to ensure they meet each and every requirement as stipulated by the Central Territory Department of Education's Day School Regulatory Board. I can assure you this school will not be opening if it is in violation of a single code. There is no further need for me to remain in your company, but I assure you I will be back often to make sure all standards of wizarding education are being met and no special allowances are being made in some foolish, liberal-minded effort to make life easier for Muggleborns on the assumption that... Oh, what? If you think bureaucratic games will intimidate me or prevent me from doing my duties and exercising my authority to the utmost, and that this petty bullying will protect your sister from the consequences of her inevitable misbehavior, then I say, ha! Ha! I will not be using that. But I will have it shut down if anyone misuses it or if it ever fails to pass every single inspection. That would, of course, be very unfortunate for your school. What is going on here? I might have known. A person would have to be a fool, a damn fool, I say. And I say it even before an audience of children, not to expect this very sort of behavior from the likes of you. Return those wands to their rightful owners! Immediately! Or I will have you charged with wand theft! Merlin's ghost! You ill-bred pagans were hexing each other! Duel! Duel! You are here to learn proper magic, and how to conduct yourselves as marginally less dangerous members of society, despite your breeding. Dueling is not a part of that curriculum. I saw to that myself, and I am sure that Madame Erglass has not done anything so irresponsible as to teach day school students from outside proper wizarding society to cast hexes. I would be shocked, shocked to the bottom of my soul, if Alexandra Quick is not behind this. Give me those! Yours too! Do not attempt to play games with me, Miss Quick. I do not think your powers of comprehension are as lacking as your sense or decency. Give me your wand! Madam Erdglass, you really must keep a closer eye on what these students of yours are getting themselves up to when your back is turned. I found them hexing each other like unschooled pagans. They openly admit to practicing magic outside their curriculum right under your very nose. I came to inspect the school and to ensure that standards are being met and regulations strictly adhered to. I'm sorry to say that I find myself grievously disappointed in your laxity, Madame Erdglass. Something must be done about these children waving their wands about, without the least understanding of what they're doing. That will not be satisfactory, Madame Mirrorglass. Clearly, allowing these students to possess wands in an unsupervised environment is dangerous. I believe wand controls are necessary. Wand locks. And they shouldn't be allowed to take their wands out of this building. They can store them before they leave each day and retrieve them when they arrive for class. Then I will charge them! Every student who cast a hex is guilty of magical assault! Listen to this sorceress! Do you see what a contemptuous creature she is? She flaunts every law like the shameless, uncivilized Bellatrix she is! She's already corrupting other juveniles with her wickedness. If this isn't the illegitimate spawn of a dark wizard showing her true nature, may I be thrice cursed by morning! Young man, the Confederation, the Department of Magical Education, and Franklin Percival Brown III will not be mocked! I am going to have each and every one of you! You speak respectfully to me! You speak respectfully to me! You speak respectfully to me! Madam Mirrorglass, I need to discuss certain matters with you and inspect the students' records. Miss Quirk! Your wand! I will personally observe your securing of this witch's wand if you don't mind, Madame Mirrorglass. I do not mean to suggest that I have anything but full confidence in you. Certainly, madam. However... Miss Quirk! Good afternoon, gentlemen. No! I am on my way! I am on my way to the accounting office. I just had to use the men's room, because, you know. Of course I am all right! Excuse me. I have in fact not been feeling well. I may have eaten something that disagreed with me at Goody Pruitt's. Yes, I am not feeling entirely well. After I conclude my business here, I shall go home. Your concern is duly appreciated. Thank you, gentlemen, and good day. Excuse me. Forgive my, sighs. Accounting office. I am Franklin Percival Brown III. My seal. Whoa. I am here for some files. Would you be good enough to fetch them for me? The files, I mean. Forgive me, I'm not feeling well. Relocated. Are you sure they're gone? I really need to see them. Indeed. I was just verifying. Making sure everything is proper and as expected. There have been some irregularities lately, you know, dealing with muggle-born children. Thank you for your assistance, my dear. I shall be going now. Pardon me! You! Madam Mirrorglass! Your inability to control this witch borders on negligence! Have you any idea what she was up to while on your recent excursion to the Territorial Headquarters building? She wandered away from your group, didn't she? Bollocks! Blazing bollocks, by God! Do you think I am a complete and utter fool? An absolute idiot? A hapless, cretinous simpleton? I'm here to interrogate all of you about your activities and Miss Quick's in Chicago. Sneaking about unsupervised, entering offices that were off-limits to the likes of you, illegally assuming my identity, and no doubt pursuing nefarious wickedness you were put up to by your father. I will get to the truth of that and uncover whatever scheme you and your sire concocted. And all further field trips are cancelled. You are not to leave this town without notifying the Trace Office. Answer me, girl. I expect you to say yes, sir. Yes, I am going to speak to each student individually in the office, starting with Miss Quick. Enough of your slanderous insinuations, you brazen little brat! Witnesses to what? What were you doing on the 13th floor? And where did you get Polyjuice Potion? You think you can get away with anything you like, don't you? You think you can be disrespectful, disobedient, and deceitful, and no one can do anything about it, don't you? Keep your nose out of things that don't concern you. If you think being confined to this muddled burg and having your wand locked up is the most severe discipline I can invoke upon you, insolent, impudent child, you are egregiously mistaken. So, you have been poking around into the affairs of others. What did you steal? Who did you bribe, coerce, or seduce into blathering about matters they don't understand and have no business talking about? I'll see you broken, imprisoned, and wandless. Go back to class, and send Miss Ing in here. Miss Ing, I would like to speak to you. What is going on here? What? How dare you? I'll see you both wandless for this. No more of your foul, black lies. You are a snoop, a sneak, a saboteur, a thief, and a liar. And you, a black-hearted heathen child, raised by muggles to wallow in modernism. I am not surprised at all to see you following the siren song of this dark sorceress's damnable bidding. You admit it! You practice dark arts and seduce others into your foul practices! I knew it was you who stole that list of dark artifacts from the Juvenile Magical Offenses Division. And those curses in the witches' lavatories. Oh, the Aurors thought it was this spawn. But I knew it was you! Where is it? Where is the list? Under the Wodamned Act, minors can be subjected to inquisitorial questioning if suspected of practicing dark arts. Tell me about the dark artifacts. Don't lie to me! Tell me where you hid the list! Liar! Tomorrow, I will bring Veritaserum and question you with that. You're not in Charmbridge anymore. You are not protected by your meddlesome aunt. Don't you know what powerful enemies you've made, brat? I was questioning this sorceress about theft, vandalism, and dark arts, all of which I am certain she is guilty of. It's just a matter of time, and not very much time, I should think, before I extract a confession from her. With all due respect to your classroom authority and deference to your age and position, madam, I am entitled to audit, supervise, and question all activities and students at this school. I will discover the truth about what you are up to in Chicago. Go back to your classroom. I will call you when I am ready to deal with you in turn. Get out of this room and be gone! I'm allowing her to rethink her unwillingness to answer questions put to her. Your turn is coming, you insolent little sorceress, and don't you dare threaten me! What are you little heathens doing? Madam Erdglass, why are your students not in the classroom? Get back down here immediately, you wretched, impudent, insolent little wench! How dare you! Get out of there immediately! You've overstepped yourself and then some this time. I'll have your wand for this. Stop! Stop!